Welcome to the Irresistible You podcast. This is the place to get a dose of empowerment to create the life you crave and deserve. My name is Amy with two E's, and I am the CEO and founder of Irresistible University. Through my podcast and courses, I teach women just like you how to ditch the body image issues, gain confidence, and lose the emotional weight to look and feel irresistible at any size. Welcome to the podcast. This is episode 211 of the Irresistible You podcast. All right, guys, it is that time of year again. We have officially sprung forward here in the United States, and I am not ready to spring forward. I'm not ready to spring forward yet. I don't know about you, but like, it annoys me. I don't like losing my hour of sleep. I'm all about, you know, the summertime. I love getting, you know, the dark coming in later and everything like that. But this period of time that you have to go through with the whole springing forward, it's just not my vibe. I'm not into it. I don't like it. I think we should do away with it. And it gets my brain like annoyed in the, like, thinking about how fast life is flying at us, right? And how, here we go again. The seasons are ripping and running, like they're coming at us and they're changing whether you're ready or not. And I feel like this has been such a topic and theme for me lately. Like, it's just, it's a little ridiculous. I'm just always constantly feeling like there's someone on my back. And this person has their hand and they're just like shoving me forward and forcing me to move ahead. And it's like, I don't know. I just settled into my hibernation era with winter, and I'm not really ready yet. I'm not ready to spring forward. I'm not ready to pull the weeds out of the flower beds. I'm not ready to, dust the dust off the outside of the house. I'm not ready to do all the spring cleaning. I'm not ready to open the pool. And it's so funny because, you know, looking back 6-7 months ago, when we closed the pool and we closed outside, you know, we didn't close outside, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we closed the backyard up, right? And we had the pool covered. It's such a sad day. It's such a sad day for me when the pool cover goes on, and that, and even before the pool cover, that moment when like, the last or the first leaf, I'll be swimming and it's hot as hell outside, and that first leaf hits the water and you're like, here we go. Seasons are coming at us fast and furious. And I really have been spending a lot of time thinking about this over the last, I feel like it's been a while, where I'm just thinking a lot lately about seasons and time and the concept of time and how fast the world is moving, and how at the same time, I've really been trying to find ways to live a slower life, slow down, enjoy what's going on around me, while also having things I have to get done, right? I have things I got to do every day. I got peoples I got to take care of every day. And it's a challenge. It's truly a challenge. And I was thinking about the phrase that people say, you got to live each day to the fullest, man. You got to like live today like it's your last day. And can I just tell you something? I think that phrase is so toxic. I hate the phrase, live each day like it's your last. Okay. When I hear that phrase, I get so much anxiety. Like, I can just feel the wave and the warmth of the anxiety rising up in my chest and my throat when somebody says that to me, or when I hear someone giving that out as advice. It is the worst, most toxic piece of advice ever. When I hear live each day as if it's your last, number one, it makes me anxious because it reminds me that we're all going to die and I don't do well with that. Number two, it makes me feel like, holy shit, if today's my last day, I already struggle. Like, one of my big ongoing struggles in life is I have so many things that I want to accomplish, that I want to experience, that I want to feel, that I want to do. And I constantly butt up against feeling like there's never enough time. And it's probably why I struggle so much at the beginning of the seasons when I'm not ready for the season. And I'm like feeling like I'm being pressured into the season and I don't have a choice in the matter, because we don't. Like, no matter what you want to do, no matter how busy you are, the season is going to change. The clocks are going to move forward. The clocks are going to fall back. Well, if you live other places, some places it doesn't, but it's not my point. The leaves are going to fall. The leaves are going to bloom. You know, we can't control that. And it's going to happen whether we're ready to or not. And I mean, I really do struggle with that, because there's so much that I want to do. I just, and I think part of it, I feel very deeply about things. And so I want to have all these great experiences. And it's just, it's crazy to me. And so when I hear live each day as if it's your last day on earth. Okay, well, let me break this down for you, Brenda. If I was going to live on my last day on earth, here's what I would do. Okay, here's what I would do. One, on my last day on earth, I'm eating whatever the hell I want. I'm ordering. I'm going out. No, we're not ordering out. We're going out to eat. We're going to eat lobster. We're going to do it big, okay? Because we're not worried about weight loss. We're not worried about points. We're just going in and we're going to eat what we want. Number two, I'm going to spend every last bit of my money, because I'm going to die and I don't need my money. So I'm going to go and spend frivolously. Like, I'm going to just go buy some stupid shit. I'm going to go do whatever I've ever want. Like, I'm going to just go spend all my money. We're going to rack up credit card debt, because we don't give a shit anymore about our credit score. We don't give a shit anymore about debt to income ratios. Speaking of income, number three, I sure as shit, no offense, I'm not going to sit behind a desk and work. I love y'all. I love my podcast. I'm not going to sit here and record a podcast. I'm not going to sit here and work for clients. I'm not going to do any type of work. Okay. Number four, I'm not doing laundry. I'm not worried about the mess in the house. I'm not worried about crumbs on the floor, because if we get ants, because there's crumbs, who gives a shit? I won't be here to clean it up. I'm not worried about clutter. I'm not worried about reorganizing the kids' toys and shit. Don't care. If it's my last day on earth, I'm just gonna like do whatever the hell I want. Now, okay, I'm not stupid. I get the gist. I get the gist of the saying, of the phrase, right? I get what they're trying to say. Meaning, all these like little things in the grand scheme of life don't really matter. Live each day like it's your last. Okay. But we can't actually live each day like it's our last. We have jobs. Like, money is oxygen. You need oxygen to breathe. You need money to survive. How are you going to eat, girl? You need to make money. So you got to have a job. You got to bring in an income. Okay, you have to save that money to pay bills. You have to save that money to, you know, for whatever it is you're trying to save up for. Make yourself a little savings, college fund, vacation fund, rainy day fund. We can't just go out and spend all of our money as if we won't be here tomorrow, because we're going to need that money tomorrow to go pay the bills, to go buy ourselves some food. Okay, number three, like, I'm not going to just eat whatever the hell I want because I selfishly want to indulge in these items. I'm not going to be able to go do that unless my plan is to be a contestant on my 600-pound life. I can't afford to go eat whatever I want every single day. We can splurge every once in a while. Okay, what else did I say? Laundry. Okay, yes, there are many days where the Amy that I am at 8 a.m. is not the Amy that I am at 8 p.m. So I laugh because I put the laundry on the bed. Sometimes I even go as far as to put it in piles of Amy's laundry, Javi's laundry, Kat's laundry, Frank's laundry, and such. And then the nighttime comes. And nighttime Amy is like, oh, hell no. And just throws it on the floor next to the bed. And it happens, right? I don't really care if the laundry isn't done every day. That doesn't really, I mean, it bothers me, but it doesn't bother me, right? Like, I like to have the house tidy. I like to have the dishes put away. I don't like a dirty sink in the morning. But if those things don't happen at night because I put my energy taking the kids on a adventure or, you know, staying out late at night to go do something fun or whatever, or I'm tired, I need to take a damn break and watch Lifetime in my bed. Like, if stuff doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. To me, that's fine. But as far as the food, the money, the working, okay, we can't live every single day like it's our last day on earth. That is bullshit advice. It's not reality. And it sets us up to have even more anxiety that we're not doing enough. And don't we already feel that way as women, that we're never doing enough? I know I struggle with that. I feel like I'm never doing enough. I'm behind the ball. I'm not where I should be. I'm not doing enough in this area and that area. And we try to stretch ourselves thin across all the areas. And then that doesn't work either. You know, like that saying, and it's so true. Here's a great example. If I'm spending time with my kids, what in my life that I also care about takes a hit because of that? Well, here's a great example. On Tuesday mornings, I take my son to a mommy and me art class. We've been doing this for like almost a year now. And it's great. Like it's bonding time for him and I. It's just him and I because Kat is in class. And you know, it's a 30-minute class, but when you factor in the getting ready, the getting there and getting home, it's always at least an hour. And that is a sacrifice that I am taking time. I already don't have a ton of time, you know, in my schedule, my work schedule, like I used to because of, you know, child care and such, right? Like with Frank and I's work schedules. So that hour that I'm taking away, that's a sacrifice, but I'm willing to sacrifice it. And my point of that is if I'm not at work and I'm with my kids, I'm not accomplishing my work stuff. If I'm at work and Frank, there has been times where I just can't do it. And Frank will take him. And I get really sad when I see, I'm like, I'm happy for them to spend that time together. But also like, I see the pictures and I'm like, I should be there. I should be there. I should be there with them. Like the two of us should be there. So there's always a trade-off. So we always feel like we're not doing enough anyway. And this notion of live each day like it's your last. Like, no, bitch, I don't want to live each day like my last because that would cause more anxiety than I already deal with. And quite frankly, like, if I lived every day like it was my last, it would be super chaotic and insane. I would be broke. I would be really fat. I would be bankrupt. I wouldn't have very many people that like me. Because here's the other thing I was thinking of. If I lived every day, like if it was my last day, I would tell people, I would tell people exactly what I'm thinking. And that doesn't mean I'm fake and phony and like there are certain people I choose to remove from my life and not be around, whatever. But, you know, there's this movie and oh my God, I can't think of the name of it, but I think it's the kid, it's the Harry Potter guy. And he all of a sudden, everything that you think in your head about people, like when you walk in a waiting room or a train or whatever, he just starts saying it. And I'm like, that's exactly what I would do. Like, so people that I don't like, even just like strangers, I would just say what I think. And so nobody would like me. I would be broke. I would be extremely fat. I would be miserable. And yeah, I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live as if tomorrow was my last day. I think it's stupid advice. But I get the gist and I get where they're going with that. However, what I think about is, you know, every day for the most part, the average day is going to feel mundane. It's going to feel routine. And quite honestly, for someone like me, I find peace in the routine, even though sometimes I need to break the routine so bad I want to scream, and that I'm going to get to that in a second. There is peace in the mundane. There is peace in the routine, right? And so this is why I believe we can't live every day like it's our last, but we have to build things into our schedule to live our life to the fullest. What are things that we can do into our, like, what are things that we can do in our everyday schedule, things that we can schedule out that we can look forward to so that we can live our life to the fullest? And so there's a couple things every day that I think are really important that we incorporate. And I am so annoyed because I had written out this whole post. I had written out this whole podcast. I had amazing notes. And I never hit save draft in WordPress, and my internet crashed and I lost my draft. So lesson learned, I'm no longer putting my notes in WordPress anyway, because if you don't hit that button, it won't save your drafts. I know you really don't care about that, but I'll just keep making my notes in Google Docs because regardless of what happens, it will save three words if I wrote three words on a page. So anyway, so where I was going with this is a list of things that you should do, that you should try to do every day so that you can become and live the best version of yourself. Because at the end of the day, that's what we should strive for, right? We should not be striving for this unrealistic bullshit goal of living our day, living every day like it's our last. We should be striving to become the best version of ourself. And we do that in the mundane. We become the best versions of ourselves. We become Irresistible You in the mundane, everyday routines of life, right? And that is where the magic happens. The magic happens in the everyday. And we don't always think that. We don't always realize that our life is not, you know, the Hawaiian vacation. Our life is not the, you know, Walt Disney World vacation. Our life is not the trip that we're planning. Our life is a combination of the everyday mundane and those trips as well. But 80% of the time, if you're, you know, an everyday normal person like myself, 80% of the time is probably living in the mundane. And if we gave ourselves that pressure of living every day like it's our last, like, no, that's not obtainable. It's not maintainable. But what is obtainable and maintainable is building these things into your everyday life. So number one, show up, right? We know that every day is not going to be great. We get that. We recognize that. We know it, but we have to show up. It was like the other morning. It was Monday morning and, you know, we came off of a busy weekend. We had cheer competition. We went hiking and my daughter was tired. We had gone to bed late the night before because she wanted to stay up and play Roblox with me. And I'm like, fine, you know, because I said yes. Okay. I did. No excuses. I don't care. And she had a hard time waking up and she didn't want to go to school. She said she didn't feel good. I knew she wasn't sick. I knew she was fine. And I knew she was just tired. I was tired. My body hurt. I didn't want to get up. I had a meeting in an hour, like straight out the door. And I told her, you know, there are times where we're tired. We don't want to get up and go to school. We don't want to get up and go to work. But we have these commitments and things that have to get done. And you have to show up and you have to go. And she did. She went and it was fine. And we've moved on from life and it's all good. But you have to show up for yourself. So my point in saying that is you need to show up whether you're in your best form today or whether you're just dragging ass today. And some days you're going to drag ass and that's okay. But show up and do what you're supposed to do. That's what I told her. I said, you know, in a couple hours, school will be over. You will be home. You can relax. You can, you know, play some Roblox if you want to play Roblox. Hang out. We don't have anywhere else to go today after school. But we have to show up and keep our commitments. Number two, we have to do what we say we're going to do. And I think this ties into showing up. And it's like, if you told someone you were going to do something for them, do it. If you told yourself you're going to do something for yourself, do it. Do what you say you're going to do, okay? And this can go over so many different categories. It especially goes in, and here's the other thing I want to say about do what you say you're going to do before I lose my train of thought. Weight loss goals, okay? What can you do every single day to move yourself closer to your goals? Whether it be weight loss, whether it be saving money, whether it be whatever it is you're trying to do. But it's my podcast. We talk about weight loss, right? So do what you say you're going to do. And when you do that, even though you may not be anywhere near your goal, right? It makes it harder when the seasons do change and you're not where you want to be, right? The season changes and you thought by, I mean, I even said to you guys in one of my podcasts, hey, maybe by spring I'll be in Wonderland. Your girl is not in Wonderland. And I'm going to share my, this week I'm actually sharing a new 10 pounds, 10 times update with you. I'm a lot further ahead. I'm not in Wonderland. And so sometimes we can get hung up on, I'm not where I was supposed to be. Well, what do you mean where you were supposed to be? These are things that you like made up on your own. But as long as you did what you said you were going to do, and you chipped away at your goal and you kept promises to yourself and you showed up and you did those things, then you can be proud of that. So do what you say you're going to do. It builds your confidence, not only in yourself, it builds your confidence with other people as well. Okay. Number three, whatever you are, whatever you do, whatever your job is, whether you are a CEO, a stay-at-home mom, a fast food worker, an entrepreneur, a construction worker, I don't give a shit what you do. Be the best at whatever it is you're doing, right? I firmly believe in that. Like if you know, you're a teenager first starting out working and you know, you're in fast food and you've got your little job that you're going to after school for 3 hours a night, be the best at that you can be. Doesn't mean you have to stress yourself out, be an overachiever, but do your best. Don't discount yourself just because you're like, well, this is just a filler job. This is just like a stepping stone. Okay, but the way that you show up is the way that you show up everywhere. The way that you show up somewhere is the way that you show up everywhere. So do the best that you can do at what you're doing. And you create a reputation for yourself. And how do you do the best at what you're doing? What I just said beforehand, show up, be on time, and do what you say you're going to do. Like that's 80% of the job, right? At any job. Number four, you know, not every day will be joyful. Not every day will be happy. Not every day will be fun, right? Like we're not on vacation. We're living life. We're not on vacation. So can you find the peace of joy every day? And yes, every day there is a little piece of joy that you can tear off and you can go, oh, okay, cool. And this is why every night I have a practice with my kids. We've done this for years where we do best parts. What was your best part of today? And I love to hear their little voices. And now that Javi can do it, like it's just so cute. And we talk about what was our best part today, no matter what happened that day. They never say to me, well, today was really shitty, mom. Today was really hard, mom. Today was awful, mom. No, they just go, my best part was, and they tell me whatever it is. And sometimes it's the funniest, most mundane, boring detail that I quite frankly didn't remember. But it gets us in a practice of, no matter what's going on, we are going to focus on the best part of today was, fill in the blank. So you can always find joy, right? And sometimes also I would recommend like being intentional about building in joy into your day. Like, what can you do to build something into your day that makes it feel a little bit easier, that makes it feel a little bit better, that makes it feel a little bit smoother, right? And let me tie this into emotional eating real quick. When you're emotionally eating and you are allowing yourself to just binge and go in on every type of food and not care, it's because you've lost a sense of boundaries and control, okay? So you're allowing yourself to just be crazy with the food. But when you start to build boundaries with yourself and with your food, and you're like, I can't have that right now, I can have it later, right? Or you tell yourself, I really need to have a piece of chocolate every single day. But the old you, right? The old you was having chocolate at every snack time, every meal time, every time. But when you build that in and say, listen, I'm going to have some boundaries. I'm going to have this chocolate after dinner. Now you have something to look forward to. You have this little thing of joy built into your day. And when it becomes something that you only have once in a while, whether that once in a while is after dinner or once a week on Fridays, or, you know, whatever, you have these little bites, no pun intended, these little bites of joy built into your days. When you don't have any boundaries, it just all blends together and it's all the same. And you're used to just getting whatever you want when you want it. And there's nothing special about that. Not having boundaries feels chaotic. And you know what? I just had an aha moment. That whole concept of live your life, live today like it's your last day on earth or whatever. I just had this aha moment. And that's why it feels that way to me. It feels anxiety giving. It's giving chaos, anxiety. Like, it makes me feel chaotic. It makes me feel anxious. And you know why? Because if you were to live your day, if you were to live your life like today is your last day, you have no boundaries. You have no boundaries. You have no one telling you no. You're not telling yourself no. You're not putting boundaries around anything. And that to me feels chaotic. And doesn't emotional eating feel the same way? It feels chaotic and anxious because you don't have boundaries. You don't know how to tell yourself no. You don't know how to delay joy. You don't know how to tell yourself, not right now, but maybe later. Ha, aha moment. I love it. I love when that happens in the middle of like talking this stuff out. All right, so next, we know this one, stop waiting for the wait. Stop waiting for the wait. You know, to me, my version of live every day like it's your last is really stop waiting for the wait. Like, stop. That's like the healthy way of it, right? Like, stop putting things on hold. Stop waiting for all conditions to be perfect before you move forward. Stop waiting for your body to be, you know, this number or this size before you can do the things that you've always dreamed of doing. Like, you got to just get out there and do it, right? So stop waiting for the wait. Don't allow the weight to hold you back from where you wish you could be in life. Also, you got to stop surrounding yourself with toxic people and toxic situations. Like, that's going to suck the life out of you. You've got to stop doing that. And toxic situations also include yourself. Toxic situations also include you sitting on the couch, feeling sorry for yourself, you know, shoving the food down your throat and promising yourself tomorrow, I'll start over. My life will begin tomorrow. That's toxic is AF. You got to stop doing that. Number one thing here, guys, and the takeaway that I want you to have is this. if you tell yourself you have to live your life each day as if it's your last, I think that's toxic. I think it's toxic positivity. I think it is not realistic. But here's what I want you to be able to do at the end of the day. You should be able at the end of the day, when you go to bed at night and everything is quiet and you lay your head on the pillow and you have time to think, you should feel proud of yourself when you lay down in bed tonight. Even if today sucked, you should still be able to feel proud of yourself. I persevered through blah, 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 and I survived another day, and I'm really proud of how I handled X, Y, and Z. Even if you're not proud of something like that, you could say, today was really hard and I just got through it and I'm proud of that. Today was really hard and I didn't overeat and I'm really proud of that. Today was really hard for my kids and I stayed strong for them and I am emotionally exhausted from that, but I'm still proud of myself because I was there for them. You know, some days we're going to have to give more than we get. And that's normal, right? That's going to happen. But the main message here is at the end of the day, you should be proud of yourself when you lay down, when you lay down at night. And this is in the everyday. This is the mundane, the routine, okay? And building something into your life to always look forward to. I know I've been saying that a lot lately, but it's true. Like, we can't live every single day like it's our last. However, we can live every day in a way that we're proud of. We can build things into our schedules to save for, like have a fund that you're putting money into so that you can go on vacation, you can go on trips, you can go on adventures. You have to also break up the mundane and the routine so that you have these other things to look forward to, so that you get outdoors and live and really explore and like get what life is here to offer you. Okay. But again, I feel like it's an 80-20 rule. 80% of the time I'm going to be living pretty mundane, pretty routine. And if that's the case, then I want every single day not to live every single day like it's my last and feel overly chaotic and anxious about that, but to come into life every single day, show up, do what I say I'm going to do, be the best at what I have to do, find the joy, you know, find the best part of the day, not allow my weight to hold me back, remove toxic situations and people from my life and from my day, and lay down at night and be proud of who I am today and who I'm becoming. Because you're never done growing. And I want to stress that with you too, that there is no imaginary finish line where you are going to get handed a gold medal and a crown and be like, well, you know it all now. Look at her. Look at her. She just crossed the finish line. She just came and crossed the finish line and she knows exactly how to do everything in life. And she is done growing. You could be 85 years old and you still have shit to learn. You still have lessons to learn. You still have personal development to do. So I think when you remove that, if I could just get to this level, I could just get to that level, just worry about where you can get today. What can you do today so that when you go to bed tonight, you're going to be proud of who you're becoming? And if you know overeating and binging is not going to make you feel proud of yourself tonight, then you need to rethink what you're doing today. You know, think about who you want to be when you brush your teeth and wash your face and do your skincare routine and turn the lights off tonight. Who do you want to be? How do you want to feel about that person? And it's in the everyday routine and mundane that things change. It's just like what I always say to you. Things don't change just because you lost the 100 pounds. Things don't change just because you planned this, like, you know, once in a lifetime vacation. Those things are life changing, yes. But that's not where the change happens. The change happens leading up to these events. You don't just all of a sudden lose 100 pounds. You lost 100 pounds because you decided to change who you were. You decided to make these decisions every single day to do something differently. It's just like you didn't gain the weight overnight. I know it feels that way. It feels like it takes a shorter time to, like, it feels like you gain the weight extremely fast, but it happened over time. Something in your life broke down over time that caused you to be in the situation you're in today. So next time you hear somebody tell you to live your life as if it's your last day, ignore them, throw it out the window, and remember what I've taught you here. Okay? This is going to be non-chaotic, non-anxiety producing, and this is doable. This is something that you can do. So I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for listening or watching, depending on where you're coming in from. Remember, there are two places to get the podcast. We are on YouTube. So you can watch the podcast on YouTube if that's what you would prefer. Number two, you can listen to the podcast on any podcast player. However, my recommendation is the Amazon Music app. You search under podcast for Irresistible You. There's also a link in the show notes. If you are an Amazon Prime member, you have access. You just have to go download the Amazon Music app. And if you're not a member of Amazon Prime, sign up to be a member of Prime. You'll get access to Amazon Music. Not only is there podcast, there are thousands, maybe millions of playlists and stations and music. And I don't even know the last time I ever listened to Pandora, honestly. My husband will listen every so often. I'm like, why are you using that app? Like, come on, we're not using that no more. I use Amazon Music. I even pay the extra, I think it's $8 a month, where you get access to even more albums and artists. So if you're not an Amazon Prime member, sign up. I have a link in the show notes for a 30-day free trial. Doesn't get any easier than that. So I thank you so much for listening. I will catch you over on Instagram. I'm at Irresistible Icing, where we can connect after the show. Thank you again for listening. Until next time, stay irresistible. Bye, guys.